the ancients looked into the night sky, they thought the heavens revolved around the earth and mankind. Over the centuries, this view has changed radically. We discovered we lived on a planet orbiting a star within the solar system, and this solar system was found to be part of the Milky Way galaxy. Later, we learned that our universe was filled with billions of other such galaxies. But could it be that we're committing the same error as our ancestors by thinking the universe contains everything there is? Could it be that we live in a multiverse?
So I determined that I'm fucking sick in the head because I thought that the second picture, the mod picture, looked like it wanted to give me head. So I was like, yeah, I'm down with that. But also, I'm angry. I'm angry the picture wants to give me head because it's just a picture.
Right, sounds complicated, man.
This one's very simple.
Oh, yeah, this one's... Shout out to Lakai Lewis.
This is good. This is a little bit more like us. The Codcast.
It's Cod Squadcast.
No, Codcast. Not Cod Squad.
It's the Cod Squadcast.
There's no Cod Squad.
That's the Cod Squad right there. So at the present moment, we only have three members because I can think of... This is what we could do. Oh, we got three names, okay? We need to name the rest of the Cod Squad right now.
Oh, they're not named.
No, Ahmad Rakad.
I'm zooming in to get a look at them.
Yeah, I got three, but I wanted to leave this open to the floor, you know, to decide who the last three members of the Cod Squad are.
Okay, what do you got so far?
Oh, we got his own. I got Lakai Lewis, obviously.
Lakai Lewis.
He's famous. He's the most famous Cod.
The original.
Yeah.
OG status.
What was that? I think beside him, that's Charles Codler.
Charles Codler. All right. Yeah.
And who's I don't know who's underneath Lakai Lewis.
I don't know who any of these Cod are supposed to be.
Well, Lakai Lewis, obviously, you know him.
No.
Lewis. Okay, that's Charles Codler, the first. Elliot Codd Jr.
Alright.
And this is the first. He's actually a trial member of the Cod Squad. We're going to see how he pans out.
What we have here is a picture of a bunch of fish, all with names. Three of the fish are named.
Well, it's the Cod Squad.
Three are not. And they are the Cod Squad. This is Jay's idea, I think, of a parody on names and also fish.
No, actually, this is an exercise in inclusion, actually.
Inclusion. Here, so how about you include an explanation for why there are three fish unnamed on this board?
I couldn't think of three names. Well, I mean, I know the name of the last guy. Last guy's named Doug. Last guy's named Doug.
Doug.
How about a Cod Rashad?
Oh my god.
One Cod. A Cod Rashad.
A Cod Rashad is amazing. I guess when the audience sees it, they're gonna see like all the names already.
Yeah, exactly.
So at present time the names are gonna be filled in.
How about Ty Cod? Ty Cod. That's right, write these down.
God.
Mike, are you writing these down?
How about Cod Strickland?
Oh, that's badass. That's nice. That's a nice bounce to it.
Cod Strickland.
Cod Strickland. Jesse the Coddy Ventura.
Oh, shit.
Jesse the Coddy Ventura.
Got it. Mafioso boss John Coddy.
Oh, nice.
John Coddy.
The Cod Cast, also known as the Cod Squad Cast. Because syllables, everybody needs more of them.
You guys aren't talking about Doug much.
Doug? Who's Cod? Doug Cod. I'm not sure what that is.
Doug isn't a Cod.
Oh, Jack Cod. No?
Jack
That's
Cod.
That's too simple.
It's local,
with
man.
With two D's? That makes sense.
Famous Montreal sports writer Jack Todd.
I like how we're listening to a stream.
which the cods fall off of.
Codder fall.
To their fucking death.
The codder fall?
The cod. Man,
see, that's why I opened this up to you guys. This is like, so simple it seems for you. I'm sitting in front of my computer forever.
I could just see you there sitting in front of a picture of these six fish.
Yo, late for way night, too long, man.
Thinking like, oh, man. Fuck.
Charlemagne the cod.
Charlemagne the cod. Oh, man.
Not even enjoying it. Like, just,
superimpose his face and some muscles on him.
Contorting. I think I'm seeing the pattern here, Virgil.
They all rhyme with pod.
Did you think of all of this last night at the same time?
It was one possible. Night, yeah, yeah. It was one night. One night.
That's what happens when things start sounding.
God, Strickland, you kidding me? Balling out of control.
John Cotty.
But that's, he would be a good addition to the COD squad, right? Because if you got a squad, that means you have a purpose, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You take it over.
You squad up.
The Dapper Don always found purpose in his suit.
You squad up. Why are they squatting up, these COD?
These COD.
They're going to find Nemo. That's what happened.
Just hitting the club.
Hit the club. Hitting the club. Yo, me and my COD squad. Me and the COD squad, we're hitting the club.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. This just in. Jean Cod Van Damme.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, definitely.
That's on me.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
You want some muscle in your car squad, you know? Everyone's got to have different roles, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like Ocean's 11. We all know what Lacod Lewis is doing. I figure Elliot Codd Jr. is like the loose cannon. No, he's the young hotshot. Charles Codler is the wise old man. John Codd Van Damme, what the?
Man, any good ones left? Yeah, Matthew Kodrick.
Oh, shit.
But he's not that great. So.
Oh, just his face, man. It's like his face makes up for it. You know, he looks like a little fish. Yo, is it just me, or does it feel like Carrie Bradshaw doesn't really love him?
I don't see how she could.
You know what I mean? Every interview I hear with her, she's like all like. She's like hitting on Conan O'Brien, like serious, like hitting on Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, yeah.
I think she grabbed his dick. I'm not sure, but I think she grabbed his dick. But I'm looking at poor Matthew Broderick. I'm like, yo, you can't compete with this.
No, of course not. He's a little guy too.
He's a little guy.
He's got that little face of a 12-year-old, but an old 12-year-old.
Yeah, a little Wonder Years haircut.
Yeah.
That theater practice every night.
Yeah, yeah. I can see him holding like all the fucking grocery bags and three kids. Like, oh, come on, guys.
I heard
mom's almost home.
I heard he did something weird to Sarah Jessica Parker. He did something weird to her. I forget what it was.
They're married. He got married to her.
Yeah, but then he like did something weird to her.
Oh shit! What?
I don't know. It's weird though. You can look it up. It's out there. Like finds him like pants down with a nanny or something.
Ooh, yeah. I think you're right.
That what he was caught?
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Yo, that's some passive aggressive stuff, right? He's like sick of
he was caught.
Sick of her fucking black guys, man. No, she does. So? Yeah, for sure. Curly, that curly hair, booty, big nose.
Is she stereotyping Sarah Jessica Parker because of her curly hair and her nose that she fucks with
I
black
think
guys?
So. Yeah,
Miami U cheerleader right there.
I'm not lying. I would like to get my hands on Sarah Jessica Parker.
So yo, I'm telling you, she would like to get her hands on you for sure. 100%. But Matthew, like, she's the type, she'll go out, hit the club till like 4 a.m. and then wake up like hungover, and like Matthew Broderick would take care of her, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll never drink it again, Matthew.
Shut up!
Yeah, I'm already wild, fucking wild, abusive.
You think you know me? You never knew me.
I bet they've had a conversation with each other, like, just to check in on each one of their Ambien addictions.
If they both have them?
Well, it's like, I think yours is probably getting out of hand. It's like, no, I think yours is pretty, pretty, mm-hmm. yeah. You know, first it was once every weekend. Now it's like you're taking every night to fall asleep.
Yeah. I saw you pop one before you drove the kids to school.
What's up with that? What's up with that? I think it's turning into a problem, you know? Yeah.
But that's like just a person popping Ambien, popping the finger at the one who's like, you know, eating the Benadryl like 5 or 6 an hour. Like,
So I'm working so hard, you know? I can't unwind after
my theater practice. Theater practice, yeah. All that theater practice is really fucking stressful.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
I wouldn't know personally.
Ambien addiction seems like so easy to fall into, you know what I mean? So it's like two couples are taking it like once every weekend, you know, or they're working. They're two actors that are working hard and just like, oh, I'm so stressed out, I need to take an Ambien to fall asleep.
Theater addicts. The theater of like, yo, we're stressed out actors, we're taking pills in New York, you know.
No, it's so low key. It's so low key until it starts happening like every night. And like pop in, and then they're popping it before they're going to drop the kids off at school.
Who the fuck are you?
What is an Ambien, dude? Why would you even have an addiction to Ambien? You just can't fall asleep?
Yeah, exactly. It's like a downer. It's like Tiger Woods had an Ambien addiction. Do you see when he just got caught just now? Do you see what was in his blood?
Nah, what?
Ambien, Vicodin, like some Percocet, some fucking THC, some.
Yeah, well, all those are good things. The downers. Ambien is like whatever.
Yeah, Ambien.
Good things.
You know, I mean, a Percocet, some fucking weed, and like
it's what, like Zoloft,
some wine, you know.
So no, there's some benzos. He had some benzos, like some clomazepam or something.
Oh my god, what?
There was like 7 different things.
It was a cocktail.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see his face?
His face looked like.
Those things have been getting NFL players out of bed for decades.
Oh, Percocets and Vicodins?
Yeah, it's just like. That's like a pro athlete Sunday afternoon stroll.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's Nick Cannon's house. Oh, left my keys with Kyrie. Gotta go back. Oh, Benzies.
Dude, I just heard the Nick Young playing for the
Warriors.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It was you that told me it is not like actually young. I thought he was a rookie.
Well, no,
he was like
33
or something. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a grown man.
Wild. He looks like a millennial.
He's been around for a good 10 years almost.
Yeah.
He just got his brand up recently, I guess.
That's it. Yeah, Swaggy P.
Yeah.
His name's Nick Young. Where's the P come from? Let's think of a mystery for them to solve. I mean, there's 6 of them.
I don't know if they're they're like more of an Ocean's 11 kind of thing.
Oh, so like they're in a, like in on a scheme. They got to hustle, you know? They got to like a
yeah, exactly.
A heist, a jewel. I don't know.
Well, there's jewels in the ocean. There's pearls.
Beautiful pearls.
Beautiful pearls.
All right, let's do a COD Squad episode.
Yeah.
Where we pick up, the COD Squad is deep below the ocean surface, having their first meeting for their scheme.
A COD Rashad is working feverishly on the computer.
He's slapping his fins against the L button.
What's the big guy's name?
It's Doug.
Oh, Doug.
What the hell are you doing, a cod? I don't know. I'm a cod. I can't spell, fool.
Voice recognition software?
Voice recognition initialized. It's me, a cod. What's our next fucking mission?
A cod strictly strolls into the room. Looks like you need someone to run point here.
Damn, COD Strickland, right on time.
Yeah, a COD was just trying to use the voice initialization system to find our next mission.
How about they want to... Yo. They want to...
COD Strickland says, I'll take a pass, fellas. I got other more pressing business. full court pressing. Walks out. Leave.
Akkad and Doug look at each other.
I feel like Lakai Lewis is the George Clooney character that comes in and just says like little,
oh yeah,
little quips, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's his ex-girlfriend they're all trying to impress. Why are we doing this again?
Yeah.
She's up there in the office looking all like, bro.
You know, one thing you can't mess with Lakai Lewis is his heart. Don't fuck with Lakai's heart. Because he'll get it back at any, by any means. They're risking their lives.
John Coddy is like the evil overlord. He like sends little curveballs their way.
John Coddy's the reluctant participant.
But he has like a lot of guppies with him.
Yo. They like
cause mischief.
Guppies.
Guppy.
Kyle Lewis's girlfriend's the Little Mermaid. Ariel.
Ariola.
Are we all doing this just because you want to get back with Ariel? I trusted you, Lakai.
That bitch doesn't care about you, Lakai.
How? When are you gonna learn? Who was the guy? She's gonna leave you for fucking. Didn't she have a guy?
She definitely had a guy, but.
Little Mermaid? Didn't he have legs? You gotta be had like a human.
He's like a prince or some shit.
She'll leave you for a human again.
He's a douchebag. He could have killed this girl.
Would you date Ariel? Like if she was like a, like she approached you, she sent you like, she slid into your DMs.
But she has,
like yeah,
she
yeah.
She has a fin.
She's got a fin. Yeah, yeah. But like these like pouty, sexy lips. Though.
I know what you're getting at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't fuck, but yes, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, she has to stay in the water the whole time?
No, well, when she gets out of the water, she could get out of the water, but she kind of stinks like fish.
Oh, God. I don't think I would.
But she's got a pretty face, though. Like, she looks good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the lower half of her body is a fish body.
Yeah, it stinks.
So you're, like, banging, like, on a fish thing. Like.
You know, you know, I mean, I guess you could rub it up against it, but...
What's her personality like?
You see
what
the
is
movie?
She like?
She likes to sing.
She likes to sing.
She's a dreamer. Mm-hmm. You know?
She likes laying her eggs in the shade.
She's a little bit unrealistic, though.
Say what?
She has unrealistic expectations.
Oh, no. Overbearing father.
Mm-hmm.
I am the king of the seven seas!
This is the guy's name.
Poseidon?
Yeah, Poseidon.
Is he Poseidon?
Yeah, their daddy's
or
Poseidon.
Or King Titan, which was, I guess, like, you know, a spin on Poseidon.
Oh, man.
Cardell Stewart. Okay, okay.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
Cardell West.
Oh. That's a stretch.
Kanye West.
Kanye West.
Kanye.
I'd do it. Ariel.
Ariel?
Yeah, for sure. I'll give her a chance.
Man.
I mean, we're 2017. There's got to be a technology that will be invented in the next 10 years that'll turn some stinky fins into, like, you know, some legs.
I'm sure they could just cut off the fins and, like,
give her
fake legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, robo legs.
Fleshlight?
Yeah. It's gruesome. It's a monster.
Is it really the same person?
Yeah, you're now you're dating a monster.
I thought you said I was beautiful the way I was.
Not for my physical gratification, you're not.
Awful.
Alright, I'm gonna get myself some water, then let's move on.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, good to be back, guys. Dun, 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 dun.